Well, good morning. I hope and pray all is well. You know, we are here today in a new day, new year. Yesteryear is gone. And I thought it's very appropriate if we get back to the beginning. Did you know that in order to understand the whole Bible, you have to know the beginning for you to be able to understand the end, the promised hope of the Messiah, what we call the blessed hope in Christ. But here we are in the new year. Listen to the words in Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. This is the account of creation. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was empty and formless, mass cloaked in darkness, and the Spirit of God was hovering over its surface. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that it was good. Then he separated the light from the darkness. And God called the light day and the darkness night. Together, these made up one day. So in the beginning, everything was fresher than the earliest morning, or newer than a baby's next breath. God spoke and a new world emerged. God breathed and a new life began. God created, and a new garden grew with pristine purity. A new dynamic called love and marriage blossomed in the garden with a new wonder called children and family. A new utopia had begun, the whole wide universe. In the tiny corner called Eden was bathed in honeymoon freshness. And it was the dawn of all things wonderful, the dawn of everything bright and beautiful. Well, as we enter into the new year, 2021, that's some good understanding of how God created the heavens and the earth, and how we can increase our relationship with God. That's really what counts. So my prayer for all of us for this new year is that we will make sure that we stay on God's side. That's the most important thing, because he created us and he knows everything about us. Well, may God add the blessings to the hearing, the reading, and the understanding of chapter 1 in Genesis, verses 1 through 5. Have a great day.